The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Irwin Lowy and family of Los Angeles, California, in memory of Rabbi Avram Shlaima ben Rabbi Yosef Halevi, Zichroni Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
Rosh Hashanah, Daf Hei. The Gemara in these few blocks, in this portion of Rosh Hashanah, of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, deals with the Isser and the Mitzvah of bringing Korbanos on time, which is known and discussed, mentioned throughout the next few blocks as Baal Ta'acher. Unfortunately, we live in a time where there is no Korbanos, the Beis HaMikdash has not yet been rebuilt, and I believe that the most pertinent and pragmatic examples of this inyan of Baal Ta'acher, which is discussed in the Poskim, is the din of Baal Ta'acher when it comes to a pledge for tzedakah. We have what's mentioned in the Poskim, Hekdeshois Shalonu. Today we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we have Bate Knesios, Bate Medrashois, and many tzedakah organizations. And the Poskim discuss what the obligation is when a person makes a neder l'tzedakah. Now the question is, what would his obligation be? When does he have to satisfy that obligation? And in the next two shiurim, I would like to address this issue. In today's shiur, we'll address it more of an alumdisha oifen, understanding the din of Baal Ta'acher, the halacha of Baal Ta'acher, and the application. And Be'ez Hashem, in the subsequent shiur, we will talk about it in a more practical and pragmatic manner. How it relates on halacha l'maisa as to when a person has to satisfy his tzedakah pledges and his tzedakah obligations. We'll start with the Gemara on yesterday's daf. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph brings down a memra b'raisa, Tana Rabbanon. Chayivei hadamin va'erichin, v'acharamin v'hakdeshois, chatois v'ashamois, oilois u'shlamin, tzedakois u'maisrois, b'chor u'maiser u'pesach l'ketchichupeyo, kivon she'avru aleim shloisha regolim, oiver v'bal ta'acher. The Gemara lists many, many different obligations, korbanos, and other nedarim, l'ketchichupeyo, and the Gemara groups them all together and concludes that in all of these obligations, kivon she'avru aleim shloisha regolim, oiver bebal ta'acher, a person once three regolim pass without properly addressing and properly being mekayim one's obligation when it comes to all these karbonos and stokos and maishas, b'chor, behema, a person transgresses the iser of Baal Ta'acher. One should not delay his obligation to carry out a karbon that he made in nether. And the Gemara has very yeshitas of Shimon, says three regalim, it has to be in the proper order. And Chag HaMatzos is the first one of the regalim. Meir says that it doesn't have to be in the proper order. But Yaakov is very yeshitos. Now, what's interesting to note is that we will find in tomorrow's daf on Davo a member of Rava. Rava said, "Bring down the pasuk b'fichas utztaka." This is a very important halacha. Normally, when a person wants to obligate himself, a person cannot obligate themselves in an obligation, the amira. If a person wants to sell something, a valid maisa kinyan must be executed. A proper method of acquisition must be put in place. There are various methods of acquisition. There are different kinyanim, like lifting something, pulling something. Meshicha hagbo is writing a contract, a shtar. When it comes to tzedakah, interestingly enough, we learn from the pasuk of beficha zutzdaka, Amar Rava. We learn from the pasuk of beficha zutzdaka that if a person makes a pledge, a verbal pledge, he is obligated to carry out that pledge. It becomes a neder litzdaka. There is actually a discussion in the Paiskim if an actual verbal commitment is necessary, or is it some Paiskim maintain that even a mental decision, a mental commitment would be enough. It's learned from the pasuk in Parshas Truma and in Parshas Yaakov Agudei, Nediv Levi. When a person wants to pledge to the Beis Hamikdash, even an Nediv a slave, even if a person's commitment is merely a mental commitment, that also, according to many poskim, could constitute a commitment. A person would be obligated to carry out and fulfill their commitment to tzedakah. Now, this is true when it comes to Hegdish, and it's also true when it comes to Hegdesha Yishalonu, our Hegdesha, is our Beis Hamikdash, even though it doesn't have the Chomer, and is not considered an actual Karban, yet a verbal obligation to give Tzedakah, a verbal pledge to give Tzedakah, does commit the individual, and the individual would be obligated to fulfill that commitment. And the discussion here, on Daf Dalet, the Braisa tells us Chai ve'adam ve'erichim, which you mentioned before, and the pasuk and the Gemara, the Braisa lists tzedakos u'maisros v'chara maisa petzolik chikam peya, and the Gemara and the Braisa concludes that all of them are over about ta'achar within three regalim. Now the question is that on tomorrow's Daf and Daf Vav, we will find that Rava says this member beficha zutztaka, Amar Rava, utztaka mechayev alo la'alter. When it comes to tzedakah, there one does not have three regalim to fulfill his commitment, but rather a person has to fulfill the commitment right away. My time, says the Gemara, dehokayim me'aniyim. Aniyim, there are aniyim out there. There are aniyim that must be satisfied, that are in need, and therefore, since there are aniyim, a person must carry it out even before three regalim. And the question that's posed by the Rishonim is how to reconcile these two gemaras. On the one hand, the Rais and the Avdala tells us that tzedakos and maisros, one has three regalim just like any other karban or erichin. The other hand, Rava tells us tzedakah mechayev alo la'alter, because there's a concept of kaimei aniyim, that there are aniyim that are in need, and therefore a person must fulfill his obligation right away. And we find three suggestions in the Rishonim. The Ran tells us that the way to reconcile these two seemingly contradictory memories in our Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, and Dav Dalet and Dav Vav, is as follows. Says the Ran, that if there are aniyim, that Rava says his memra, that yes, a person, if there are aniyim that we know and that are in need, we must fulfill the obligation immediately. And we don't have three regalim. However, says the Ran, if there are no aniyim, the Gemara in Daf Dalet is talking about when there's no aniyim. If there are no aniyim, then the question is, who are you going to give the tzedakah to? Correct, says the Ran. You don't have the aniyim right there in front of you to satisfy your pledge. But you must make a maisa hafrasha within three regalim. Your neder letzedakah was, I will give a mitzvah Hashem. If a person makes a neder to give $1,000 to tzedakah, so that $1,000 is floating somewhere in his portfolio, and he doesn't, it's not designated exactly which $1,000 is tzedakah. Says the Ran, that if there are aniyim, then you must separate the $1,000 and give it immediately. And that's what Rava says, Taka Mechayev Alo La'alter. But if there are no aniyim around, one might think that if there are no aniyim, what's the purpose in satisfying my pledge? Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, a person has three regalim to carry out his obligation. And the obligation, says the Ran, is the obligation to be mafresh, to separate the $1,000 pledge and put it into a different account or into a different pocket, a drawer, and be miyached if it's tzedaka. That must be done within three regalim, and that's the interpretation of the Braisa that tells us that tzedaka is over b'val ta'achar within three regalim. The Rashba has a different approach. The Rashba maintains that there is, even the Rava that tells us that you must give it right away is not talking about the obligation of b'al ta'achar. The lav, the isser of b'al ta'achar, does apply by tzedaka as well. However, just like karbonos, a person has three regalim to satisfy his neder. Likewise, a neder tzedaka, the Braisa tells us you have three regalim. Says the Rashba that the Rava tells us that you must give it miyad. True, you must give it miyad, but that's only due to the fact that there's a mitzvah of moitzei svesecha tishmar. A person must carry out his obligation to give, and when he decides to give, he is really telling us that he's going to be giving right away. And if he said he's going to give right away, he must give right away. A person is not oiver, does not transgress the yisr of b'al ta'achar until 3 months, similar to karbonos. But the obligation still stands that a person must carry out his words, that he will go ahead and give tzedakah, and therefore, even though you don't transgress the serious isser b'al ta'achar, but you do have an obligation of moitzei svesecha tishmor to go ahead and carry out your pledge to tzedakah immediately. And that's Rava's halacha. Tosfos has a third mahalach. Tosfos explains the contradiction as follows. Tosfos tells us that there is a din of b'al ta'achar, and it happens to be that there are two variations of the din of b'al ta'achar. Says Tosfos that where there are aniyim that are around, there the normal isser of b'al ta'achar that we usually have by karbonos applies, but it does not apply. It applies right away. A person would transgress b'al ta'achar immediately, even though by karbonos there's the leniency. And there's the allowance for a person to wait 3 months, three regalim, in order to satisfy his pledge for a karbon. By tzedaka, says Rava, since there's kaime aniyim, a person could transgress the isser b'al ta'achar right away. And the Gemara that tells us that, but there is a concept of three regalim by tzedaka as well, says Tosfos, that's talking about where it's loy kaime aniyim, where there aren't aniyim to give to. There, the iser of b'al ta'achar would be after three regalim, just like the other halachas of karbonos. And the question is, what is the basis? What's the understanding between the machloikis, between these rishonim, where Tosfos tells us there's a concept of b'al ta'achar that's right away? The Rashba says no, like we mentioned. That just similar to karbonos, you only have a concept of three regalim. Where do we have this concept that there's a b'al ta'achar right away? It's very difficult to understand. What's the underlying nekuda? What's the underlying understanding between the difference between the Rashba and Tosfos, whether there's the concept of b'al ta'achar immediately by tzedakah, or like the Rashba says, no, that the only concept of b'al ta'achar that we have is only after three regalim. So yes, there would be a concept of moitzei svesecha tishmar. There are other reasons why one must give it right away, but the concept of b'al ta'achar does not apply. And the Stipler Goyim, Rav Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, Zichrono Livracha, in his Sefer Kilos Yaakov and Rosh Hashanah and Tzimun Gimel, explains this by bringing to light a Gemara in the Darim, where the Gemara tells us that if a person makes pledges, makes a neder, that he will not leave the world until he becomes a Nazir, he must become a Nazir right away. Because since he runs the risk of possibly passing away before he becomes a Nazir, he has an obligation to, in order to satisfy his Nazirus, he must accept upon himself to become a Nazir right away. And Tosfos tells us, and therefore, says Tosfos, he would transgress, if he does not accept upon himself the Nazirus immediately, he transgresses the law, the Isser of Baal Ta'achar immediately. The Rosh, on the other hand, argues and says, why would he be transgress the Isser Baal Ta'achar immediately? Every Karban, a person said he's going to give a Karban. And yet, the Torah tells us that you're not over. You do not transgress Baal Ta'achar until three regalim pass. So why would this concept be different? It says the Steif Vagoyin that one can understand this machloikis by understanding what is the concept of Baal Ta'achar. There's a machloikis Tosfos in the Rosh exactly how to understand this concept of Baal Ta'achar. Tosfos tells us that we see in Baal Ta'achar, we see in the halacha of Baal Ta'achar, that there is an allowance, that a person does not have to fulfill his obligation right away. A person could wait until the third regel and then fulfill his obligation. But one can think and try to understand what is this allowance that allows a person to wait. Does that make it that the obligation does not exist until the obligation gets deferred till the third regel, till the third Yom Tov, and then the Torah allows you to wait, and there's no obligation right now, but the obligation rather gets deferred if a person wants, he can wait until three regalim, but after three regalim he must bring the carbon, and if he doesn't bring the carbon, then he transgresses Baal Ta'achar as soon as the obligation, the firm obligation comes upon him. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, no, really, the obligation is right away. But the halacha Baal Ta'achar is such that if a person delays his obligation for one regal, he does not transgress Baal Ta'achar. For two regalim, if a person is three regalim late, after the obligation comes to light, there a person would transgress the Isser Baal Ta'achar upon waiting three regalim after the obligation was actually put in place and the obligation came upon him. So Tosfos' understanding is that by every carbon, really, the obligation, Baal Ta'achar makes it the obligation is deferred. But as soon as the obligation comes, that's where there's a Isser Baal Ta'achar. But the Rosh, on the other hand, understands that Baal Ta'achar does not defer the obligation. The obligation is immediate. But rather, if a person is three regalim late after the obligation is put upon him, that's where the Baal Ta'achar, that's when a person is transgresses Baal Ta'achar. And the difference is, the nafkamina would be this halacha where the obligation is immediate. If a person says, a person pledges that he will not leave this world without becoming a Nazir, he has an obligation to immediately accept upon himself Nazirus. Says Tosfos, normally a person has three regalim to carry out his pledge. In this case, he has to carry out right away, and therefore, in this case, says Tosfos, he would be obligated and he would transgress Baal Ta'achar immediately. The Rosh learns, on the other hand, that no, every single carbon a person really is obligated immediately. Yet the Torah tells us that even a person who has an obligation right away, he does not transgress Baal Ta'achar until 3 months after that obligation was late. And therefore, even in the case of Le'etzim and Ha'olam, he would have the concept of three regalim. This same achloikis we can take to our sugya, to this question, is there a Baal Ta'achar when it comes to tzedakah? Now tzedakah is such that the obligation is right away. It's a mamonis dekachiv. It's a chiv of a pledge to tzedakah. There are some that hold that the shevet aniyim acquire the yad aniyim. There's a gemara in Bava Kamma that tells us that when a person pledges to tzedakah right away, the aniyim right away the aniyim are kind of this obligation. They acquire and they have a claim against the person who made the pledge that he has to fulfill the pledge. The obligation is a monetary obligation. It says the stipler, just like somebody who damages somebody else who makes a chavola, he is obligated to pay right away. Any monetary obligation, one has to pay right away. And when it comes to tzedakah, that could be considered a monetary obligation according to many rishonim. Says the stipler going, if that's the case, we can very easily understand this machloikis of the Rashi and Tosfos. Because Tosfos is l'shitasoi, Tosfos explains, just like he explained in the sugya of Lo'yetzim and Ha'olam, that really, Baal Ta'achar defers the obligation 3 months of a karbon. But the halacha of Baal Ta'achar is, even if a person is one day after the firm obligation, he would transgress Baal Ta'achar, and he would not be able to, he does not have 3 months, 3 regalim, after the obligation comes to life. The Torah tells us by karbon, you may defer and you may wait 3 regalim in order to satisfy your pledge. But that's the minute that obligation becomes firm, that's where Baal Ta'achar sets in right away. And therefore it says Tosfos, if it's kaimei aniyim, if aniyim are here and waiting and the obligation is in front of you, there a person says Rava, the person is over Baal Ta'achar right away. Not Moses Vasecha Tishmar. He's over the exact halacha of a person, that a person may not wait even 1 minute when a person has this obligation upon him. So if it's Kaim Aniyim, says Rava, Stoka Mechayev Alola Alter, because of Baal Ta'achar, my time adal Kaim Aniyim. The Gemara earlier, which mentions that a person has 3 regalim, is where there's Loi Kaim Aniyim, says Tosfos is there, it would be just like karbon, and a person would not. It would be just like karbon, and a person would not transgress Baal Ta'achar until 3 regalim pass. Hashem came the Rashba. The Rashba tells us. The Rashba learns the obligation of Baal Ta'achar is that a person has 3 regalim after the obligation sets in. So says the Rashba, we never find that there would ever be an obligation of Baal Ta'achar right away. Even like Eitzim in Ha'olam, there's no obligation right away of Baal Ta'achar. A person still has 3 regalim. And therefore, by Tzedakah, says the Rashba, indeed he does have the Yisr Baal Ta'achar, but he does not have it right away, but rather the Yisr Baal Ta'achar is only after 3 regalim, just like Karbonas. So this is the Machloikis, the Rashba and the Tosfos, and Amir Tzashem, in the subsequent Shir, we will discuss how, on a practical level, when a person must carry out his Nidrei Tzedakah, his pledges of Meiser, his pledges to Beis HaKnesses, or any other Tzedakah pledge.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.